Thank you, Don. This is today, Wednesday, the second day of August, 2017, and another episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. So that means Terry Brown will again do a live channeling sessions, and Wynn will choose the answers, or sorry, the questions that will be answered by our sources one way or another. Thank you all for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. You heard a few dings, more people joining in. I welcome you all. My name is Gijs Minderhout. What is your name?
This is Helen from Virginia.
Hello, Helen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Hello, guys. This is Jim in Medford, New Jersey.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Happy to be here.
All right. And we are still waiting for Winfrey and Terry Brown to show up over here. We are past the clock, so this should happen here shortly. Actually, why don't I give them a call to make sure they're not
asleep,
doing something and forgetting to call in. Dharmananda, do you want to greet the callers that come in for me?
Sure. Okay.
And I'll give them a call. Back. Thank you.
Okay. Good.
What fanfare?
Hello, Wynn. This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Wynn. Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Wynn.
Why do I have the feeling somebody was talking about me?
We were all expecting you. You wanna hear the intro music that I gave you? Like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I would.
Isn't it Star Wars?
It is.
Mm-hmm. A grand entrance.
Okay, now who's trying to come in late? Who's trying to come in late so we don't pay attention to them?
Me.
you were already here. What happened to you? Did you get jumped off?
No.
She beat you by seconds.
Yeah.
To be exactly 11 seconds.
You know, the most amazing thing happened today. I went to the restaurant and I ate my breakfast, and the waitress came and took my bill away and said it's been taken care of. I have no idea. It's like somebody, I think different people each time, are buying my breakfast. It's amazing.
Wow.
And you're loved.
Yeah.
It's all that just karma.
Yeah. I finally got some good karma going.
That's awesome.
Now, I am just...
I agree.
I'm just putting in the last question that came in today.
You know, I don't like to know questions beforehand because I always think, oh my gosh, how could anybody answer that? But I like to hear them when the Elohim is answering, because all of a sudden it makes sense.
You know, in case you guys didn't notice, it's pretty crazy to be in the center of this. You think it's crazy to be on the outside with you guys watching, and everyone thinks you're crazy. And now we're walking around Sedona and people are buying Terry breakfast. Great.
I don't even know who these people are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's too bad you knew that before you were working all those years. Think of all the retirement benefit you could have had by
now.
That
never, never, ever happened when I was working and going out to breakfast. Never happened.
No one ever bought you breakfast.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably took somebody with. Never mind. This will go somewhere dumb. I can tell.
Right? Well, I was wondering if it's a church group that tells their church people, you know, go out and do a good favor for today or something. It might be. I don't know.
Yeah. In that case, they're looking for despondent, sick people, right?
Yeah, but I don't think I meet that category. I don't think so.
Well,
is there any...
Yeah. How many of you guys on this line ever had a stranger buy your breakfast?
Silence.
Never. I did.
Never.
Who's that?
I did. And it is amazing when you have somebody that you don't even know and you go up to pay and it's already been paid for.
Isn't it wonderful?
you can't even thank them because you don't know.
I know, you don't know who they are.
Are you as lovable as Terry?
Well, nobody could be as lovable as Terry.
We ought to all do that for people, huh?
I had somebody hand me some cash one time, that's a total stranger, who said that they were moved by, they were given a message or something that they should give me some money because I needed it.
Now, I was once in downtown L.A., and I handed this guy, and I forget. For some reason, he touched me, and I was having a good week, and I handed him a $100 bill.
Wow.
You know? I can't remember why I did it, but I did it. It's actually a really good way to get in, you know, those of you that keep wanting a miracle or want something to shift in your life or looking for a job, now you may not be able to do this with the right intent, but it's a really good exercise to take $5 bills, walk down the street and say, I am going to give a dollar to everyone that I feel energy, anyone I feel energy from, you know? Is that Chris on the line? Who's making all those grunts? All right. I'm muting everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is August 2nd, 2017. This is our call. You've got questions. We've got answers. Not we, them. Sometimes we, but mostly them. And just before we get into the call, I just wanted to say that the event with Kimberly is set up this Sunday. I can feel the energy on it already. She's going to put blasts out to her group. I haven't sent a blast out, but I spent the last 3 days working on a web page for it. I haven't hardly slept. You know, it takes so much focus to do that, to get it right. You know, it's not just doing a web page. It's like, you know, when you do things that are communicating to people, there's so many factors because it's like, who are you making this information for? Like, if I was just making it for our group, it would be one way. If I was just making it for Kimberly's group, it would be one way. And if I was making it for people that never heard of Kimberly and I, and that they were supposed to find this webpage and be and supposed to reach them, that's a third way. And then there's three different groups there that you're making the website for. And then I got to integrate the website so it'll work for all three. That's the challenge. And I can't do it on a conscious level. But sometimes, you know, it's like in the creative process, and it is a creative process. I mean, I could just say Kimberly and Wynn, click here. But how about for people that never heard of either of us or one of us? You know, they're not going to know what's going on. So it's like figuring out, how do you frame this so that it'll reach everybody or as many people that it can? So I finished it. I probably threw it away two times, and I think I got it right on the third time. Maybe I didn't. I'm too tired to do it again, so I'm gonna stick with it. I sent it to Kimberly, and she approved. She's getting excited. I mean, this is a, I don't know if you guys realize this is a big deal. It's a big deal because she really is doing this incredible stuff, and nobody has, so I'm not just saying her, but, you know, the sophisticated view of everything that we have come up with on this these calls and in our sessions, it's like I was afraid to even talk about it to her because I said, you know, she's doing such a good job with what she's doing. And I don't want to screw her up. It was like yesterday. I went into this new church coffee shop that opened up in Sedona, and somebody's funding it. It's called a gathering place. And I thought, what a great idea! And I walked in, and there was a woman who was kind of there, and I said, how much is a cup of coffee? She says, it's free. I said, free? I said, yeah. Why are you going to stay in business? Oh, we're a Christian coffee shop. We're giving free coffee. We're going to have services here on Sunday. Do you want to come? I said, you know what? I really like what you guys are doing. I really support it. But I don't think you could handle me. And she said, oh, no, we can handle you. And I said, but you know, I said, are you a Bible-believing church where you believe everything that's in the Bible? And she said, yes. And I said, you're going to have a problem with me, I'm telling you. No, we won't have a problem. Come, you're welcome here anytime. I'm going to go there again just to see what happens. I promise finally had a good coffee shop for me to go to because I like to sit quietly and get on the internet or write or do whatever I do in a coffee shop. And I know if I sit down that she's going to sit down next to me and try to save my soul. And you know what? I will love her for doing it. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, and I don't think I could dare talk about any of what we talk about here to her. Although I could play music. That's what. Maybe I'll go in with my guitar sometime and play music. Because they will relate to my songs. And I do have this one song I wrote years and years ago, when I was traveling around the country, and I've said that I'm doing all this hitchhiking and having all these miracles of perfect timing, and I didn't have a care in the world, and I had girlfriends in every city, and I was a star wherever I... This is reliving my troubadour lifetime. And I was a star wherever I went. And I remember I wrote a song, which I don't know if I can remember all the lyrics. It was called "Hold On, Jesus, I'm Coming." You never heard that song, did you, Jay?
No, I never did.
"Hold On, Jesus, I'm Coming." It's like a gospel song. "And I'm never, 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 never going to be afraid no more," something like that. I walked right down to the valley stream, walked right up to my mountain dream, looking around who I really loved, looking around for who I really was, and I found out, and my name was love. Hold on, Jesus, I'm coming. Do, do, do. Hold on, Jesus, I'm coming. Do, do, do. And I never, 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 never gonna be afraid no more. But I don't remember the second verse. But all right, there you go. What's that? Right, I know it. If I can remember it, I'll go there and sing that. And I even say something like, "Do it till you're sick of it." It would be too much for them, huh?
Yeah.
No. They'd like clean up the bedroom, right?
They would like that, yeah.
Yeah. And the reason I'm talking is because you guys aren't sending enough questions. And that's good. You know that? I mean, you're still coming on the call, and you're not sending questions. And you know what that means? You either figured it all out or you gave up. Let's see here.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you figured it all out?
No, I sent in a question.
Oh, you did? Okay, well, we did get a few questions. How many gave up figuring it out?
I'm still working on it.
Hey, man, I
never give up.
Never give up.
Yes.
I ain't figuring it out. I experienced it, though.
Who's that, Dharmananda?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing to figure out. You have to have an experience of it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to rewrite my song in honor of you.
Yeah.
Hold on, Dharmananda, I'm coming to Jesus. You know, actually, the only thing to figure out is how to be in the present moment. Because when you're in the present moment, when you're really in the moment, you... I can't help but get in the flow. I don't mean the moment of what am I supposed to do?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Where am I going to make money, et cetera, et cetera? It's just to be in the moment. And it's easier said than done. It is. But it takes practice. And, I mean, I can explain. I mean, you guys have heard me. I can talk and talk and talk and explain. There's levels of understanding that you can have. But at a certain point, it all becomes a mystery. You can't go beyond a person a certain point. Like, it's like a Zen riddle. It's like, what's the sound of one hand clapping? Because if you start out and say, first there was nothing, and then the one infinite creator, somehow nothing became aware of itself, and there was the one infinite creator. Do you know what the biggest problem with that is? That concept right there? Which I said, I've explained it that way. Wait, you're all muted. Let me see if anyone knows.
All callers are unmuted.
Anyone know, understand that that can't be the answer? Okay, I'll tell you why. Because...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
There was no time. And if there was no time, how could anything be in no time? If it was nothing. Somehow, time came out of no time. Because in order to have awareness, there has to be some element of time. There has to be like a before and an after. Because awareness exists as a flow. If you'll notice, there are times on these calls that some of you get so spaced out that the time just goes by and you wonder, where does the time go? Remember the song Judy Collins wrote, who knows where the time goes, where the time, you know. Or maybe it was, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow, it's life's illusions. I don't know. I really don't know time at all. She was right on the edge of this dilemma of time and no time. And so it bends your mind to contemplate it and realizing that you are an aspect of the one infinite creator. And we are, when you start going up the densities, you're balancing on time and no time, time and no time. And if you get into that zone, you get constant miracles, constant synchronicities. And you are not part of creation. You are actually creating creation. And maybe to some extent, our group is doing that, on the edge of doing it, creating creation, on a whole planet healing, perhaps. We are making a ding in creation. And I'd like to say I think we're doing that, but I really do think we're doing that. And it's kind of amazing. And in that note, let me see if anyone else has a question in. Oh, yep. We got a question here.
I'm about to send one in.
Hang on. Okay. Here we go. From Jennifer about the Mormons. And she's talking about, I'll read it, how dead the women's eyes are there. You know, every religion, after they sent me to that Mormon church, I really did study the Mormons a bit. And there really are, I really started to recognize Elohim souls. And I also recognized that when people get in this realm, which is the Elohim's, if I'm correct, it's the Elohim souls that are in the Mormons, they really do lose it. They lose it. It's kind of like, it's very hard to get grounding in this realm and not just corrupted in one way or another. Okay? Now let me see. David Seringer. You know, one of the things is you try to think of how it feels to be in the other realms. I think we all, especially if you're coming to these calls, it's something that probably crosses people's minds. And sometimes I can kind of frame it slightly, but whoever is in the other realms is not quite you. Not the you that you live in inside your body here. It's you in your bigger space. So can you know who that is? I better get going before I get in trouble. Let's just call it life. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now, and do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, and we are assistants to the one infinite creator. We provide assistance where and when we can, and it is for the good of all, and when it does not interfere with free will. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it, because it does not apply to you at that time. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. We come directly to you. When we interface with the third density physical realm, our color is pink, light pink. It is a joy when we are able to come and speak with you and answer any questions you may wish to ask. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We have a question from Raiden, who always wants to know the details. How many lifetimes am I clearing at once in this life?
You're clearing the lifetimes that have been triggered. We see one particular lifetime that you are doing a lot of clearing with, and that was in your Wild West journeys. You are clearing this, and it is bringing in a light of, there is a light at the end of the tunnel where you get that cleared and brings you much wisdom from the lessons you have learned. How many are you clearing at once? we see that of one lifetime as a main focus of what is being cleared, but there are other lifetimes that you are clearing at this time. You are not clearing necessarily all the lifetimes you have ever had. You are clearing the ones where there are major issues that have been triggered in this lifetime that are there to be cleared. We see another lifetime of the King of England, which we are speaking slowly as we are looking at that lifetime. You took on a lot of responsibility, had a lot of leadership, and were well-loved by your people, although there was some dissension. When one takes on such a leadership role, one comes up against oppositions, which then provide life lessons. We are looking further. We see the area of relationships where that is clearing. Those are some of the things that we have come up with here.
Thank you. Next question. Jim Rahat sent me a long email, but in general, his niece passed in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and he would like you to check in on her soul.
Thank you. She is an angelic being, and it was her time, and she is not in pain any longer, and she is spreading love over the family and over all of the people that have given her help. It was very touching for her to have made contact with all of the people and received all of the help that she received. She will be able to move into better a better lifetime. She is happy where she is. She misses you, and she misses the connection with her family. She is a very loving being. She is pure love. And we do not wish to... as she is spreading love, she is spreading it to the people to be of loving assistance. She is loving the concept of spreading love. She is not in pain. She is in a transition phase where she is able to express love and joy without pain. And she appreciates her experiences that she has had with her soccer team and with her coach and with another person who has helped her. Give us a moment. She is okay, and it was her time, and she will be able to move into her. We do not wish to go too much past where she is right now into the future. She is in a very, very loving space at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Next question. Let's see here. This is from Valerie. Valerie in Livermore. Hang on, Valerie, I'm just looking you up. You know, Valerie, you're talking about being psychic. I have a fairly strong idea of how psychic works, how it doesn't work, and all the things about it. And what I have come up with is that as a person starts to go off the matrix, they start to operate in a higher dimension, and they start hitting the dimension where everyone's consciousness is, and they suddenly know things about them because they moved into semi-oneness. Are they using it for the highest good? That's another question. But I don't even use the word psychic. It doesn't know something. It pops into your head and somebody else's thought. That's one of the reasons being in this realm is so tricky, because we're all psychic, and to some degree or another, and we're always all picking up things from people around us. So Valerie's question is, I'm coming across more and more people that are very empathetic and are psychic. It's clear to me that my psychic abilities are growing, and at the same time, I am recognizing I can't take one little ounce of negativity, period, as it stifles my whole way of being. So my question is there something going on in the universe that is affecting everyone in that regard? For instance, I mean, like more senses are being awakened for everybody, and maybe some just don't recognize it as of yet.
Thank you. You are speaking of an area of clairvoyance where you are able to be empathetic and to be able to see where other people are at and to have some vision beyond yourself and to see vision of how it is for others. Then there, beyond that is the mystic where you just know that it is beyond clairvoyance. Is there something going on? Yes. There is artificial intelligence that is thought to be beamed to people, which is making a low level of negativity that makes it hard to confront a higher level of negativity that is in one's face. However, there is a more loving, higher vibration coming in, where the vibration is very positive, and it is hard to let negativity in that makes for duality and confuses issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Is from another question from Jim Blayhead, and relating to Philomena. After having lost the capacity of facial expression in her last days, shortly after passing, her lifeless face slowly began to change, regaining her presence in a form of peaceful, comforting smile, witnessed by all who were present. She was truly beautiful. Can any insight be shared how this was possible? And is there a message that she wants to bring through and tell her family and loved ones?
Yes, she was bringing through the message in her peacefulness, and in she and the message that she shared today in getting in touch with her. She is joyous about loving her family, loving the people that have helped her, loving the people that she's shared time with. And this she is conveying by that smile upon her face. She is conveying a thank you for the help, for the contact, for the communication that all of you have given her in her lifetime here, and it is a lifetime she will never forget, and the love that she has experienced from the police department and from the media and from the Pope and from her family, that has very much impacted her and set a life record that she will always create as a base and a reference point for love, that where she has connected, and it is so sacred that there are practically no words.
Thank you. Sounds like that's getting to Terry, isn't it? Connecting with her. That's all sounds still a mean loss.
She is a very big being. Very, very big. And she is full of love.
She knows we're paying attention to her, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
It is very a very big moment that she is connecting here with coming through and being heard and being sensed. And she appreciates the notice that people have made to the peacefulness of her facial expression, which is conveying more of who she is and where she is at.
Jim, Blayhead, if you're on the line, why don't you unmute yourself? Jim, are you there? See that? He asked a question and he's not here.
He has a very heavy work schedule.
Yeah. I thought he was on earlier, though. I saw him. Okay.
Oh.
He's going to be sorry he wasn't here. Well, since he has so, he's going to speak to us on the other side.
All callers are unmuted.
You guys want to say hello to her and send her some love? I unmuted you all.
Aloha.
Much love.
She said, who are all these people? It's like she, all the people that got in touch with her or connected with her during her life. She said, oh, the group of people paying attention to me is much greater than I thought.
Wow.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Philomena, what did you say?
Is love.
Philomena, we love you.
Mm.
We were with you. Thank you for loving us back. You can come again if you want. All right. Now we have one more. Now everybody's sending me questions, and we got all involved in Philippina. So, let me see here. We have a question from, this is kind of a long one, but we have enough time, I think. This is from Jennifer and Jeanette, Pennsylvania. Prayers for Terry. We love you. And, of course, Wynn, the man with all the answers. You missed my introduction when I said, I don't know anything. I'm just faking it until I make it. Well, let's see here. I recently returned from a trip to Salt Lake City, and I was with a tour group, and we jumped at the chance to be shown around the area that Mormons consider their sacred temples. Now, Jeanette, I want you to know, because the Elohim were connected with the foundings of the Mormons, and because Elohim souls came in this realm, and because Mormons, a good portion of them, may be Elohim souls, like every other thing in this realm, the negatives works overtime to get its foot in the door and screw it up. And you don't really want to know how that works. It is somewhat scary. But I'm reasonably sure that the Mormons, even though all those things are true that I just said, are not immune from being taken over or being influenced at the top. And again, let me read her question and let our source answer it. I know you've spoken many times about how angelic the Mormon people are. I was surprised and horrified to see four young tour guides stare blankly like Stepford wives. These were four girls who left their colleges in foreign countries to come here to be indoctrinated to the point only sprouting the rhetoric they obviously had been taught. It may be sad to see these young women be treated as third-class citizens and allowing it because they believe it's the only way to heaven. They made our group of generally happy tourists uncomfortable, with some leaving before their job of trying to recruit us. The whole experience really jarred me because it is been mentioned several times about their purity. I'm confused, and my gut is telling me cult. I know this is loan, but those girls' dead eyes are still bothering me 6 weeks after the trip. What is going on in that religion? the creative creates this kind of outcome.
Thank you. They are, it is a stage that the girls are going through, and they need to find their own way through it to eventually be able to have discernment about what they believe and what they don't believe in their hearts. They are using the religion as a crutch to lean on. At this stage in their life, you yourself have a discernment. So the things that you have seen honor your views of them and know then that blind faith in what is told is not your path. The girls and the people like those girls who follow that religion are moving to a stage where they are using it to help ground themselves and need to move be eventually as they see fit to move through it. It is a stage in their development. There are many good things about the Mormons that they work with the people in their community and help them out. Use your own discernment as you are doing, but do not be concerned from the standpoint that perhaps they are right. And in other words, trust your own judgment, because this is your path, and this will what will bring you to the higher knowledge.
Thank you. Yes, one, you know, you can take any religion and find good things and bad things. You know, you can find people with no religion that are murderers and drug dealers and whatever. And, of course, I told my story of going into the church coffee shop, but I did it without any, you know, I could have looked at the woman and said, this woman needs correction. I could have. You know, the story I told earlier, but I had no thought of that, because she was being of service, she was being kind, she had a lot of good qualities she was manifesting, and not everybody is ready to be smart about all these things. It's more than most people can handle, so you have to let people on their own path. Going up it. On that note, we got to go to Whole Time of Healing, and hang on a second here. Put on mute, everybody. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
We will.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
We dreamed.
Okay.